Madeline Jarvis is on the line for her bi-weekly check-in to let us know what's happening at the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle, and happy Radioversary.
Radioversary. Look at you manipulating the English language.
Over my piano keys.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. 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 All right. So what do you have for us today?
Let's chat about some upcoming author visits, because this is such an exciting time at the Two Harbors Public Library. In addition to checking out your next great read, you can chat with the people who created it.
Sweet. Yes, we had Marlon in last week. Or that's been 2 weeks already. Or was it last
week? Isn't that bananas? It was 2 weeks already. But her program is tonight at 6 p.m.
All right. Yes.
And so she's the author of A Better Next, as well as Finding Grace. I was chatting with a patron yesterday, and after reading Finding Grace, this isn't giving away any spoilers,
okay,
but two of the main characters buy a house between Duluth and Two Harbors. And she is such a gifted writer and has such an eye for the Lake Superior scene that after I read that book, I took Scenic 61 back to Duluth, and I feel like I was looking for their house. Because I was like, oh, I know where this should be. South of Larchmont.
Right, right. Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, I love it. Yeah. She just seems like an incredible visionary. So you said author visits, plural, like there's more?
Yes, this is such a fun upcoming week. Lorna Ladvig, who wrote Angry Housewives Eating Bonbons, and Sarah Stonick, who wrote Fishing, Reeling, Vacation Land, are both coming to the library next Monday at 1 p.m.
That's like the most interesting combination, eating bonbons and then fishing. And that's,
yes.
That's hilarious.
And you know what? I think if your listeners identify as angry or housewives, like, there's no excuse. Just go ahead and buy those bonbons.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's so awesome. And what time was that again on Monday?
That's going to be 1 p.m. Monday afternoon.
So,
and this program is funded through the Legacy Amendment. So it's thanks to Minnesota voters that we're able to share the arts with our local communities.
I love that. Love, love, love that. All right, so three amazing artists and authors to meet and greet and learn about their journey of writing. Three in 2 days. How awesome is that?
Right, right. Oh, it's so much fun.
Yes.
Oh, and speaking about art, I know you and I have geeked out about this off the air, but if visitors haven't seen our latest art display,
M.
Victory's work is going to be up through October. And like, Michelle, did you not just get full body goosebumps?
When I looked up at that, I'm like, I was like stopped in time and I just had to stare. I'm like, it's so honking out. It's two pieces, but it's two huge pieces. That is the most, I've seen a lot of art in my days. That is the most unique form of art. It's so cool.
Yes. Yes. And so her dual degrees are in art, of course, and math, which, you know, you've seen the pieces, so I'm sure
yes,
you completely get that it's all geometry and calculating,
yes,
but it's warm and it has that vibrancy of a quilt, even though
yes,
it's made out of pegboard.
I know. It's like, yeah, it just, and the colors are just amazing and so much texture to it. So I guess we're letting listeners know, maybe you should stop by the library and check this out.
Yes.
In a nutshell, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, there's sometimes you see something and you can enjoy it and go on with your day, but this is one, every angle I catch this art, I see something different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get up close, you see the brush strokes, you walk far away, you see the bigger pictures, just, I want it for my house.
I know. I actually have a spot right above my deck door that's big enough for that. It would be awesome. Ooh, I might have to contact her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if
hey,
listening,
that would save her from driving it back down.
Right,
from
right.
Down by the city. So.
Right, exactly. Well, I couldn't take both of them, but yeah, that's something to think about. So if listeners would like to come and check out the art or any other fabulous things at the library, what are your hours?
We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, and Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. If you have questions about new books, about our library spaces, give us a call at 218 834-3148, or stop by our website or Facebook, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or just Two Harbors Public Library on Facebook. We have a lot of fun there.
Yes, that Facebook page is definitely worth checking out. Lots of good information and, yeah, just and fun, too. It makes you go, that's a cool thought. So
yes, the team does a great job finding articles about literature as well as just great bookish memes.
Yep. Awesome. Yep, your staff over there are amazing, as you are. That's what makes that library cool. What?
Well, you should see the staff and volunteers at KTWH if you think we're amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've had a lot of cool people come and go and be part of the station in the last 7 years, and it's pretty exciting. Yeah. Yep.
It really does take a village, and it's so cool to think about what a resource the radio station is, and that so many visionaries and stakeholders before 7 years said, we deserve this and we can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The community deserves this. And yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because we get to share great things like library news on a biweekly, you know, that the library in some shape or form has been a very stable partner throughout this whole process, and that you're continuing that legacy is just awesome. Love, love, love it.
Goosebumps.
Right.
And not just the book series.
All right. Anything else listeners need to know this week, Madeline?
Just stop by and say hi. We're here to help.
Awesome. Really appreciate you calling in and being part of KTWH.
Awesome. Thanks, Michelle. Take care.
Yeah, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye, listeners. Bye, Michelle.
Yeah, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of each month.